ready to stand up!
What is up, guys? Lalo J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War. And we have across the table, Matadora Roja. Sure, Your Honor. And behind the boards, Chris, producer Chris.
Hello.
And then on the phone, we got Miguelinho.
What's up, bitches?
What's up, master? Straight out of the great Northwest.
So what? The best part is I'm in public right now, and I'm cussing a storm.
Nice.
Hey, okay. Did your wife make it yet, or what?
No, she gets back soon.
Like soon when?
Maybe they that's like this week soon.
Maybe that's classified.
They can't tell you exactly when.
You mother beep.
Yeah, nice try, ISIS.
Try again there, jihadi.
She's coming to see me first.
Oh.
Damn.
I know.
The harsh reality.
So what's going on? What's new?
Nothing. I'm at the gym, but I've been a little bitch taking a break because I got a notification. Y'all mofos went live. So I was like, I'll just spit some Mickey genius over the phone.
Yeah, man. We dig that, dude. How's the gym going?
Hell yeah, guys. So what's popping with y'all, players?
That didn't answer the question. Yeah.
He asked you a question, like, how's the gym going?
Oh, my bad. Well, again, I'm on the phone with you guys, but it tells you how it's going.
Oh, so he's saying it's not.
He's like, it's not.
Priorities, okay?
He's like, I'm already done with my leg day.
I'm still waiting for all these, to get my daily Snapchat of you in the gym, deadlifting, doing the curls.
I hurt my back earlier in the week, so I'm like, I'm just doing rehab right now.
I did see a Snapchat with the bacon. That's what I've been seeing.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah,
I saw the bacon Snapchat.
What is the bacon Snapchat?
Keto gains.
Keto gains.
Bacon.
All it was. It wasn't any gym or any of him hitting the weights. It was a plate of bacon.
I ate a salad.
Like six pieces.
Hell yeah.
It was pretty damn good.
So are you training jiu-jitsu or what's going on? No jiu-jitsu training?
Not yet. I keep on getting hurt.
Oh, man. You hurt yourself.
Like, over in Jack's, the last time I saw you guys, I like pulled an abdominal muscle.
Oh, at the open mat. You're still not recovered from that?
So like what happened was, you know, I was hurt. I flew all the way out to Portland, and like every time we hit turbulence, every time like the person next to me got up to use the bathroom, I felt that shit. It was horrible, man.
Ugh.
Then that finally got better. Last weekend I was trying to do the day squash. I cut my thumb open. Pretty pissed about that. Then the next day I went to lift, and I felt like I should have taken the day off. I was like, nah, I'm Mickey. I'm hardcore. And I hurt my back on deadlifts.
Damn.
Well,
like, I need Carla to hurry up and come back home so I stop getting hurt.
Yeah.
It's only happens because she ain't here.
Remember, look to the sky when you do your deadlifts.
Oh, no, I did all that. The worst thing is my body told me to take the day off, and I was like, nah, I ain't no bitch. And, my body turned me on, boy.
Body said, hold my beer.
That's funny, Chris. You're pretty witty.
Is he?
No, I mean, it was funny,
but
sometimes
for you to call him like
sometimes
you're
witty.
He's so witty.
Sometimes I'm witty.
He sounded like really gay.
So witty.
So
funny.
He sounded like a valley girl.
Well, listen, I just ate a salad, so
what does that mean?
He feels like a rabbit. It is Easter.
Guys don't eat salads.
Really?
But I just ate one.
You don't eat salads?
Well, I mean, I do now. Apparently.
Well, you're gonna need to now.
Well, if Amanda's making me a salad, I'm going to eat it.
Oh, you better.
You know what I mean? She took the time to make it look pretty.
That's
she
right.
She put sprinkled the almonds on it.
I gotta let you guys go. I think I'm about to get kicked out.
Good.
No word?
All right.
All right, peace.
Bye, buddy.
That
what
was
do you do, sneak Miguelinho. In the gym?
Well, I guess he's not supposed to be on the phone at...
Planet Fitness.
Whatever Planet Fitness he is at. So, whatever.
Is that the one where they like, really specialize that they don't judge? And
they don't judge, but you can't bring a damn gallon of water.
Yeah.
You can't wear certain tank tops. You can't do this. You can't do that.
You got to make sure you rack the
They'll
weights
do the,
quietly.
What is it? The lunk alarm.
Yeah, if you drop.
I thought the thing was fake until I was there one day and I heard it. I was like, are you serious?
What is that supposed to be for?
So, they're like, we
it's
don't
judge
people,
you.
But we judge you.
What was that?
Oh, it's Messenger. Since I've got Facebook open, Messenger dings.
Oh, so what happened is Miggy just messaged and said, ha ha, gym worker told me to watch my language.
Well, duh.
I gave him a laughy smiley face thing, Becky. I put on the gi this week, guys.
We all did.
And all of a sudden, you know, I started to have this Brazilian accent. I started talking about the hippie.
The submission position.
You know what? I wish you would have had some crunk juice because you're.
That's fine. He's fine.
No, he's fine. No, no, he's not.
He's fine.
No. I'm not fine?
No.
You're fine.
No, his level of energy is like actually low.
Well, he's had a busy ass weekend.
Are you losing testosterone too?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm 38, so maybe I am. You know what I probably need is coffee.
Oh, here we go.
he said look. I was losing energy. I don't know how else to remedy this situation. It could be the
Chris coffee. Is already pissed off that his wife made you a salad.
I'm not pissed off.
Oh, no. You were pissed off.
Pretty pissed off.
You threw a tantrum like a little
I couldn't
bitch.
See the difference between your face and the wall behind you.
Yeah, I know. You got red. All red.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You're getting red again. Look at your face.
Well, then stop getting me angry.
We wore him out yesterday.
He's getting red again.
Do you want a coffee?
Yeah, that's true. We wore him out yesterday, too, before the seminar, man. So I kind of felt bad during the workshop.
Let's go back it up a little bit. Why don't we start talking about the school and what happened and what we got going on?
Okay. I leave that to my social media manager.
No.
Propaganda.
No. Put your phone away for a second.
My social media manager.
And talk to the people because you've been on the phone since you got here. It's like, you know, we're doing a podcast. And you're on the phone. It's like.
I feel like I'm getting in trouble.
A little bit, aren't you?
He said my energy's low. You're always on the phone.
You never pay attention to me.
Is your testosterone low? Yep. I was like, well, I just ate a salad, so yeah.
Well, you're not paying attention. You're like, yeah.
I don't think that's what I was like at all.
Yeah, was that how I was? Could you rewind that then?
I could have, but I'm not going
to. Chris, was okay. that how I was like?
A little. Same. But I'm.
You could be a little more attentive.
Attentive, yeah. I think
this is your podcast, you know.
Your level's fine.
It's not my podcast, it's our podcast.
Okay, well, our podcast.
Anyway, so you put on the gi, huh? Yeah.
Nice transition.
Yeah, it's blue. It's blue. It's an A3. I don't even understand how they do the sizes, but it's an A3.
So Art of War Jiu-Jitsu is officially open.
Art of War Jiu-Jitsu, that's right.
We had a workshop with Professor Jonathan Uskategui from North Carolina.
Yep.
And who we just affiliated with.
Yeah, super awesome guy. I got to do a lot of work with him actually before the seminar/workshop. It was good. He gave me a lot of great feedback. He's a monster. He's 160 pounds. I've never been controlled like that. That's been a while since you know what I mean? I was like, I was able to pull off some stuff that I wanted to do, but I was not able to finish. And once he was able to establish his
dominance.
His grips, yeah. He established dominance. But you know what? Like, I didn't feel so bad because, I mean, he took one of our other guys out who's like a 275-pound brown belt under a really high-ranking guy, and he did the same thing to him. And I was like, whew. He actually told me, he's like, actually, you moved a little bit more than he did. So that was good. I was like, well, thank you, buddy. I was like, I don't know how to take that.
Well, to me, it was just great. The fact that we have so many people there from different schools. We had American top team, Brazilian top team, John Jock Machado, Knuckle Up from Mandarin, Lotus Martial Arts.
Fight Sports.
Yeah.
Fight Sports. From Daytona. And a few Ronins that were training. I guess here and there.
Yeah.
It was just great. It was a good time. I mean, I was telling Chris that, you know, that I'm having fun in the gi again. Not only because we're doing jiu-jitsu, but we're also doing judo.
Yeah.
And that's actually what I'm having most fun with right now.
Yeah, and Wallace is actually really good at judo, or at least picking up quick.
I appreciate the kind words. But I'll be honest, I look like a baby giraffe.
Yeah, no, he doesn't really, because the giraffe is actually kind of tall, and he's
maybe
the
like a hippo.
Okay, I look like a baby hippo.
What about a rhino?
You're not a hippo either. Let's make you a rhino.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got fine. A big horn.
Like a little rhino.
Like a little rhino. Yeah. There you go.
A newborn rhino. Because I don't, you know,
just all wobbly and shit.
Yeah, pretty much
knocking over lions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say knocking over lions, but.
Hyenas, at least.
Maybe some like little chihuahuas or something.
Like a chihuahua.
Yeah. But
no, it was good, man. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, man. We have a great judo instructor, Aaron, straight from Hawaii, first degree black belt. And, you know, it's funny. There's a little story is like, so when I'm doing a new martial arts, you know, I mean, I don't wear the belt that I have in jiu-jitsu. I put on the belt that's respected for that martial art. So I have this white belt on, right? And we're doing class and a guy comes in. And I was like, hey, you know, can I help you? And he's like, no, keep going. I just want to watch. I'm like, okay, cool. And I go back and I'm doing this, I think it was Osotogari setups and stuff like that. And he's like just watching and I'm looking like retarded trying to do what Aaron is asking me to do, the judo instructor. And so his wife, Este, goes over there and checks on the guy. And he's like, yeah, I was going to talk to the owner afterwards or whatever. And he's like, which one is he? And she was like, it's the tall guy with the blue gi on. He's like, the white belt? Yeah. he owns a school? She's like, yeah, he's a white belt in judo. He's like, oh, okay. And then I kind of heard that whatever. So I walk over, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm the jiu-jitsu instructor. I own the school. Aaron is, you know, judo. And so I'm learning judo. I got the white belt on. You know, what can I do for you? And he's like, well, I owned the school previously. Oh, yeah? It was a karate school previously. Yeah. Southern style.
Martial arts.
Tiger martial arts or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's cool, man. You know, and actually I talked to the people next to us. And they all knew him, and they said that he was a really nice guy, and he seemed like a very nice guy.
Right.
When I talked to him, and he was interested in jiu-jitsu, so I was pretty stoked about that. And he was like, yeah, you know, I was trying to learn jiu-jitsu before with the other guy. He was so big. He was like 260 pounds. I just didn't feel comfortable. I was like, oh. He's like, I do mostly striking. And that's usually kind of the feeling of being humbled doing a new martial art, which I directly understood because I was doing a new style of martial art, even though a lot of jiu-jitsu has some judo throws in it. It's not the same thing.
No.
There's different rules. There's different grips. There's different things. And so I totally understand what he's talking about. Like, it can be intimidating. You know what I mean? I was like, well, you're always welcome. Come on in. You will get you taken care of. But, yeah. And then this weekend we ended up having Professor Uskatagi.
Uskatagi.
That's how you say it. I can't even say it. It's still a mouthful, man. I fight it every time, but he's very nice about it. He's from Venezuela.
That's right.
So it's
Latino.
He's Latino. But it's pretty interesting, though, because he speaks some Portuguese as well. And when he does, the people think he's Brazilian. You know, he's kind of like a little shorter, tanner, balder Brazilian guy. I mean, but he's not. He's from Venezuela.
He could pass for a Brazilian.
Yeah. I mean, everybody thought he was from Brazil.
You got to remember, Venezuela, right here.
Yeah.
Brazil, right there.
Brazil.
So
I thought you were going to say Brazier.
No, that would be offensive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want to do that to the people of
and
Brazil.
And also a porn channel. So
yeah.
No. Is it?
That's Brazier.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it? Are you?
Chris is like, I'm on that one. You missed that.
Why, did you need my login information?
You got free login?
No.
What?
That's why you have so many screens.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. So we've been gone for...
Oh, which screen do I shut down?
So we've been gone for 2 weeks, and quite a lot has happened in a few weeks. Let's go over here to my left. Sherry, what has happened with you?
Well, I don't really want to... It's been a long couple weeks.
Yeah? Well, how's your hand?
My hand is all right. I had hysterectomy on March 8th, and like 4 days later, my dog's getting into a fight. I'm still on bed rest, not supposed to be doing anything. Just try to separate the fight, get bit.
And you spent another week in the hospital, didn't you?
I spent 6 fucking days in the hospital.
So long, I know. That was miserable.
Why did they keep you for so long?
I went sepsis, so the infection got into my blood and throughout the body, and it took a long time to get it to come down. My blood levels weren't very good, and they were at one point, we're talking about blood transfusion, and then...
We're talking about your hemoglobin was low, which is the
red blood cells. And it kept dropping and kept dropping.
Yeah. If somebody needs a break right now, it's our Chica right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
does,
love
to have
man.
A break.
She does. Just a break from life where some positive things can happen, you know? But what's good, though, is that, you know, I actually work next door, you know, in part of the orthopedic department. Mm-hmm. One of the surgeons that I work with was taking good care of her, so... I talked to him on the side about it. I was like, hey, what's going on with my girl? You got to make sure she's okay, you know? And
it was just crazy because I was kind of ignoring a fever that I was already having when the dog fight happened.
Yeah.
And So I already had some level of an infection going, and then
somewhere, yeah.
So that, yeah, I just, the hand, he went through the knuckle and it just blew up. They took me into surgery pretty much right away.
Do a big washout of the space. And,
huge washout, yeah, between the sheets of the tendons. And yeah, it was seriously infected. Really badly, to the point that they almost wanted me to be on IV antibiotics for another 14 days after I left the hospital.
Yeah.
But,
are you taking the antibiotics?
Why are we talking about that?
So
because you're not.
She has oral antibiotics she needs to be taken. So everybody, if you see her, ask her and make sure she's doing.
Remind her.
I'm more focused on trying to get movement back in my hand.
Well, if you do both of those things at the same time,
hey, look, you get twice as productive. You can pick up the pill, okay, with the bad finger.
And just put it in your mouth. Yeah, opening it up.
There you go.
Yep.
Boy, look at that. We got to take care of you.
Because trust me.
It takes a village.
Yeah, because trust me. It takes a village. If all you're worried about is the movement in your hand, if you don't take all your antibiotics and the infection comes back, then the movement in that hand or that finger goes down even less.
When they cut it off.
Yeah, when they go in it again.
I'm okay if they cut it off.
No, you're not. You think that.
You're so funny. You're like, I got no finger.
And they'd be like, oh my God, I lost three fingers. What am I going to do now? I could even grab a bar or nothing, or not even a dumbbell.
Yeah, so don't do that.
That'll be Sherry.
Just finish taking the pills.
Flip off appropriately.
It's fine. Just finish taking the antibiotics. No,
show me. I still got it.
and then I had to put my dog down on Friday, Buster. Which was...
Jesus Christ.
How old was Buster again?
He was almost 14. Almost he would have been 14, yeah. Like April, May.
And he was about a 60, 70-pound dog,
He had
right?
been a 65, 70-pound dog, yeah. And then when they weighed him on Friday, he was 50 pounds. Yeah. He was just super skinny. And
very small for him.
Probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah. It's I've had to put down three dogs, and it's always the question of like, am I doing it too early? Should I wait longer? So on and so forth, you know, and you know when it's time, and they will tell you, you know, like he wanted the snuggles, he was in pain, you did the right thing.
He was getting super snuggly, and then, it was hard, and then the whole household is just disrupted because he's so senile. I could not go on the other side of the hallway gate. He would just flip out and lose his mind. Like, he had to be next to me 100% of the time. And then the other two dogs weren't getting the attention that they needed. And then it just...
It is a bad
There's
situation.
A lot of things going on. And that poor guy. But he'd been through a lot, you know. In my marriage when I was abused, he was abused. And for him to overcome that...
I love you.
Hopefully it's not too sweet.
No, you're perfect. Thank you.
She did two sugars.
I love you too, Chris. I don't want you to get too jealous.
It's too late for me to have coffee now.
Amanda brought me coffee and a salad. And it was all dressed up. Look at this.
Put the
phone
down.
I got to take a picture.
Seriously.
I got my coffee. Here, let me send it to Chris.
See, the thing is Wallace getting more pissed off about the phone than I was about the salad.
He's always on the
phone. Look, he's already explained to you how busy he is and how much he's got going on. How he always has to make sure that he gets back with people, and you know
that's not getting back to
Chris.
People.
What are you not on Snapchat anymore?
Yes, I am.
What are you under?
DB Nugs.
Oh, DB Nugs. There it is. Yeah, I sent you something, buddy.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll be sure and reply.
I'm like, this is like one of those things, but smaller.
Anyway, Sherry, back to you.
What was I saying?
So you just need a break.
Yeah.
We need a good break.
My biggest issue right now is I have no outlet. I'm very physical. I like to work out, you know, and all that shit. And now I can't do certain things, and I'm not allowed to do anything.
You know what's crazy? It's like, so she's going through all this stuff and she's still coming to the gym and she wants to still like move things and build things and stuff. And as much as we love it and we appreciate it, it's hard to say, Sherry, please calm down. Just sit. Just hang with us. Just hang with us and watch.
You know she just needs Bert to slap her around a couple of times.
No, she already had that kind of relationship. She needs an opposite kind of relationship. A loving one.
I don't mean like in a bad way where, you know.
She's like, been there, done that. Let me try something new.
We hung out yesterday after the seminar, and it was just like the whole time I'm like, urgh! Like I have so much pent up aggression and other aggression, and I can't do anything. So it's like, it's not, I don't have an outlet for it to go anywhere.
Why don't you get like a coloring book this or something?
I can't fucking do it. Listen, with my hold hand.
On, you hold got on. Two.
I got the solution. You ready?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, you're ready now. Okay. So this is something that you and Bert can do together that reaches both your goals. Okay. One is it's activity for you. Okay. And it's stimulus and you're doing things. And two, it's a workout for Bert, and he's willing to do it because it's going to help him fight better.
Am I driving in the car watching him run?
No, no, better. So what we do is we get this big red wagon.
Wagon?
And he pulls me along?
And then we attach a rope from the wagon to his like back. Somehow you create a harness. And then there's a trail, and have him run that trail with you in the wagon.
In the gi.
You can be in the gi if it makes you feel better, but no, with your, needs to be in the with gi. Your good hand, you have a whip. Whoosh. So when he starts petering down, she's give him a good crack. And then he's like, and then he runs off faster.
I didn't know he was a horse, but
no, right? He is.
How does that get activity for me?
Because you're whipping him. Well, and you're going on a scenic route down a trail.
Yeah, but the problem is that she's got so much pent up, she might hit him
I
once.
I might actually
and then it just,
like, be abusive.
Just goes continual.
I might be abusive.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hold on. Let's see. Buenos nachos. Who do we have on the phone?
It's JT Money. What's up, guys?
What's up, JT? How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter,
happy Easter, man. How was your day yesterday?
It was good, man. The fights went good. We had, I think, four people competing. It was me, D. Langston, Brent Snellery, and Thomas Manning up in Lake City at Hardcore MMA.
Awesome, man. You know what? I got to see part of Brinson's match on Facebook. He won that, correct?
Yeah. Outstanding. I think it was actually a unanimous decision.
Very good. Yeah, I didn't get to watch the fight all the way through. I just saw the clip of it. Very cool, man. That looked like it was a fun fight, too. They were going at it.
Man, it was super fun, man. Brinson was all smiles the whole time, man. We were all smiles, man. That's all you can ask for.
Heck yeah. How did your fight go?
Went good. Went all three rounds. I fought another good striker like myself, and just kind of outsmarted me on the feet. Takedown wise, I think three takedowns.
Yeah.
Super smart kid. Like a karate kickboxing background, kind of like me.
Yeah.
And probably the first 30 seconds, I mean, we were just kind of out, just trumping each other. I guess one thing would lead to another, and it was a good fight, man. It was a learning experience, you know.
Oh, that's cool, man. Hey, how did your cardio feel at the end of those three rounds? Because I know I know how you fight, and you really, really bring it, and you bring high intensity, high energy level. How did you feel at the end of your third round?
For the very first time, I knew that I was like kind of losing, and I knew I needed to kind of pick it up. So in the third round, I actually turned it up a little bit more, nice. And so I run like every day, but. Last 10 seconds, I pulled the Max Holloway. I pointed at the ground, and we kind of just swung it out. And
dang, JT, gangster.
could have probably went another round, but it was awesome, man. That kid, his name's Cesar Ortiz Gonzalez, and from Venezuela.
Oh,
and,
dang!
It's an honor to fight somebody with that much. I mean, he's a super classy guy, and it was really fun, man.
Very cool, man. Well, I'm proud of you, dude. So, how many fights is that for you now?
That is my fifth MMA.
Fifth MMA fight. Beautiful, man. So, and how have your fights been? How have they been going? Are you mostly keeping them standing up now, or are you trying to take them down, or are you just mixing it up?
So out of the five, one of them, it's an official fight, but I took it kind of like last minute in West Virginia without even formally training. I kind of just stepped in and decided I wanted to be an MMA fighter one day.
Nice.
And so I got submitted in that fight. And then I fought a kid named Cody Appling in my second one, and he submitted me. And then I went on a two-fight streak where I was TKOing people. And then this is my first decision. So I'm trying to just be a mixed martial artist and not put myself in the striking or the ground box, you know?
Beautiful. Good. And that's in the way that mixed martial arts is nowadays, you have to be. You cannot be one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it's kind of like what I learned, like when I fought Cody, because I felt really good standing, and then we went to the ground, and it was like he was like a light year above me jiu-jitsu wise, and I was like, okay, I never want that to happen again. Like, I don't ever want to feel vulnerable, you know?
Oh yeah, and, for sure.
So then I started doing a lot more Nagi, started doing a lot more Nogi. That's when about the time I met you guys. So.
Oh, very cool. So how the rest of your teammates do?
Went good. D fought this kid. I think he was like a collegiate wrestler, and D was just beating him up on the feet. He had outscored D on takedown, but I think D actually sent the kid to the hospital.
Really?
D lost the decision, but yeah, I think the kid ended up going to the hospital. Thomas Manning was fighting awesome on the feet, and they got into like a little weird scramble on the ground, and Thomas ended up getting armbarred. That was for the hardcore MMA 155-pound title, I think.
Oh, well, you know, Thomas was actually, he messaged me. He was supposed to come and train with me last week, but he didn't get a chance to come on in. So hopefully he can make that trip at one point.
Between his work schedule and then Thomas is like a workhorse. You know, he does everything. He lifts, he runs. I mean, he does everything. Like he does like a lot of stuff on his own. So like between, I guess, his work schedule and then like his own like personal schedule, God, I don't see how that guy has time for anything. He's constantly at the gym.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I know him actually. I think he was roommates with one of our good friends, Jesse Lawrence. And yeah, he's been doing MMA for a very long time now. So good on him, man. Yeah, when he said he wanted to swing by or whatever, I was definitely, you know, happy about that. Told him he's welcome anytime, as anybody is really. So that's cool, man. You had an action packed weekend. What's that?
I know, man. I know. No, what I was about to say was, it's so cool because like Florida MMA is like, I mean, like we all know each other. You know, it's like one big group of guys just trying to learn, and man, we're really making some noise.
For sure. I think North Florida, you know, I mean, we're trying to catch up to the South Florida, you know, as far as like the big names and getting good teams and all that kind of stuff going. It's a process. And I'm telling you, it has come a long way in the last 10, 11 years that I've been doing this. It's come a long way. Got more to go. Definitely got more to go. And hopefully we can make that happen, you know?
Yes, sir.
So what you got planned for your Easter?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
I said, what you got planned for your Easter?
About to head to my mom's right now and do some eating. I had to cut a little bit of weight, so I'm ready to put it back on now.
Nice. Well, hopefully we see you this next week, man. You gonna swing by?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'll definitely be in.
Awesome. Very cool. You got any messages or any shout outs you want to do?
Man, shout out to the whole team that fought last night. Shout out to all the coaches. Shout out to you guys for. You guys are podcasting on Easter. That's so awesome.
Oh yeah, dude. We don't stop for rain, sleet, snow, holidays, nothing.
Unless we're on vacation.
Unless Chris is on vacation in Disney World or freaking Mexico or wherever the hell he's going that weekend, you know. I'm not mad at him though.
I'll let you guys get going.
All right, sir.
I'll let you guys get going. Love you guys. Have a good day. And man, can't wait to see you guys.
Awesome. Right, thank you, JT. Thank you for the call.
All right, peace.
All right, later.
Later. I like JT. JT Money. That's what I call him. I say, hey, JT Money. He's a fun kid.
So I guess those were the guys that I was – I kept seeing like all these guys, you know, that were fighting last night.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where it was. I saw Keith posted a few pictures and stuff like that.
I think that's how I ended up seeing Brenson's clip. What was his last name?
Burner or something like
that? Yeah, Brenson Burner.
Okay, I did see something.
I've seen a couple of his fights actually. Yeah. I think he's a fun guy to watch personally. Right. He's very fit too. You know what I mean? He's like a taller, more fit guy. So he really looks that part.
What's going on with Giovannis?
You know, I don't know. I think he was going to be doing another comedy thing, so hopefully he...
I'm sorry, comedy?
Yeah, he does comedy. Giovannis Ross?
The fighter?
Yeah. Oh, that dude's funny.
He's a stand-up comedian?
Well, I don't know.
Or trying to be?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, he's funny. Like, he just goes up there and tells stories, and they're hilarious. Very raw. Very raw.
Okay, where does he tell these stories at?
Like the comedy, like there's a comedy spot that he goes to.
Where?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm going to have to look it up. But you know, there's a comedy spot he goes to. He posted a video a while ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I think he just did another one.
Oh, we got to go catch him one.
I know. I want to support him for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's funny, man.
shit. I love me some comedy. I try to be funny, but sometimes it just doesn't work out.
What's crazy about him is that like he's so unassuming sometimes. Like if you talk to him normal.
No, he's not unassuming. He looks like he's gonna whip your ass.
Well, no. As far as that goes, yeah, sure. Yeah. He's a very confident gentleman. But what I'm saying, like when it came to comedy, like you know, he always says some funny stuff. I like where his thoughts are at. Or I mean, the way his ideas kind of populate and how he expresses them. So I can see how him going into and telling these stories that he's telling, is pretty natural to him.
And what are his hilarious stories like you know, street stuff?
Oh, so a lot of it. Well, he tells you like, yeah, guys, okay, I know I'm black. He's like, got that shit out of there. Got some shit out of there. Cool.
Got out of the way.
But this one thing it was kind of funny, right? He was talking about like at work and people are complaining about work and so forth and his boss is gay and they don't like that, whatever. And he's like, I don't really care. I just kind of like bend over just a little bit more so I can get more hours. You know? You'll say some funny shit like that. He's like, I reach down lower to pick up something, kind of look at him like, hey, can I get a Saturday? Can I get another couple hours?
That's funny.
You know? Yeah. You know, he's a hilarious dude. He was like talking about, he's like, damn, dude, I went on this date and I got burned again, dude. You know, he's talking about like, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna stick to masturbating. He's hilarious, dude. He's really funny. I would love to see him get big. I think entertainment. He's an entertainer, right? He's very entertaining. Watching him fight.
Yeah.
He's entertaining just talking to him, and I think comedy. I think this is a great combination for him.
Well, because he fell asleep during the podcast.
Man, that dude does work.
So.
And smoke. He works hard. Smokes hard. Might have been a combination of both of those. Trying to, you know.
All right. So we got Sherry's, you know, last few weeks. Chris, why don't you tell us about your fucking week?
Man, such a bummer.
Fuck you.
You reach spoiled brat.
I know.
I
spent 6 days down in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. In a beautiful villa overlooking the city and the bay. And it was me, my mom, my dad, Amanda, and Tyler. So,
and then they got kidnapped. And then what happened was we had to go down there and get them.
It was actually funny. The last night we were there, a gay guy got shot down in the town.
Oh, God.
Was he like, aye?
Yeah, so I actually looked up the news story because Dad sent me something about the most dangerous places in Mexico to go.
Puerto Vallarta.
Which were all on the east coast of Mexico for some reason.
The ones where they gas you when you sleep?
Is that what happened with that family?
Well, I don't know what happened. It was a gas
was it
leak.
A gas?
Yeah, it was gas. They were asphyxiated.
You know what? I've seen that where they cover it up with a gas leak.
Really?
Look into it. It's called Narco Season 3.
Oh, shit. The funniest thing was
funny.
Amanda was telling me, like, when we were driving, when we landed and we got through the airport and we were driving to the villa, some of the spots we were going in, like, as soon as we got in them, she said the first thing that popped in her mind was the movie Sicario. She was like, oh, shit, we're really in Mexico.
We're not in America anymore.
It wasn't in Juarez where they got, like, people and shit hanging from the highway and stuff like that in the movie. But,
man,
it's definitely a change.
You said, like, in the movie? No, that's real life.
I know, but, I mean, when she saw the movie, that's what she was equating Mexico to, was Juarez.
So, apparently, San Antonio recovers a lot of bullets that fly over from Juarez.
Oh, I'm sure.
San Antonio or El Paso?
El Paso, yeah. El Paso,
okay, cool.
You know,
yeah, you shoot it up, it comes down. Down. We've actually had them, because they're on the north side, the great brainiacs that live around here. You know, New Year's, everybody starts shooting their fucking guns up in the air. It's probably
they just don't care.
Yeah, it's probably been about 12 years ago or maybe more. At my mother-in-law's house, she actually had a 45 round come through the roof. Actually fell, came through the roof, and it lodged in the sheetrock over her bed. So it didn't come all the way through and land on her bed, but it came through and was actually stuck enough to where you could wiggle it, and she pulled the 45 round.
Just wiggle it. Just a little bit.
I want to see you wiggle it.
Oh! I'm sorry, guys. I'm in that mood now where, like, I hear things, and I was like, dude, that's a song. I'm wondering, like, when they come up with these songs, like, do they just, like...
Thank you for the coffee, man.
They're just talking about, like, little stories? And then they're like, you know what? They just said wiggle it. Ha, let's just say just a little bit. You know what I mean? And then they write a song.
Most shitty songs are written that way.
Yeah. This thing could lie. This thing could lie. Yeah, probably.
But I must say, though, now that I have experienced truly authentic
Mexican cuisine.
Food cuisine, yeah, fuck Taco Bell. Just like, fuck
Taco Bell was never Mexican cuisine.
But in La Napolera, all those places, I'm like, man, I'm done.
La Napolera in San Marco has this like hot stone pot where they bring it with like full of seafood.
Mm. They have that at Casa Maria on Jack's Beach.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Now I want to go to La Napolera.
Yeah.
All right, let's cut the podcast. Let's go.
It was actually funny because when we got into the villa, they were talking to us and asking us, you know, what kind of meals do you want for the week?
Yeah.
You know, here's the menu, and you know they have all this American stuff on there, and I'm like,
what?
I'll take the hamburguesas and pommes frites.
So that's what I asked the guy. I was like, do you have a lot of people that just tell you to fix this? He's like, yeah, like hamburgers, hot dogs. I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yeah, he's the last family that was here. That's literally all they wanted for the week was just American food, hamburgers and stuff.
How stupid are you?
I'm like, fuck that. I was like, you know what? You know, we'll pick day to day, but I want it to be authentic Mexican every day.
Hey, when did you talk to him? Did you do a fake Mexican accent?
No, I wasn't that stupid.
Luis, ven acá, muchacho.
I would totally do that. I do it on accident anyways. Yeah. Just depending on usually it's like Indian.
Can
Indian
I have a restaurants.
Thank you. Come again.
Oh man, that was the thing. Like Tyler got to experience like a real Mexican Coke.
Oh yeah.
And was like, oh, this is good.
Bouncing
like,
on the walls.
Which one sugar. You drink or snort?
Well, they put cocaine in it.
Hey, whatever works.
He's like, I don't know why I'm so focused.
We had
a sugar cane.
We had homemade flan. He made flan one night for us, like authentic real flan, not this
flan
shit.
From a tube.
No, not man. Flan from a tube. Like he sat there and made it.
Yeah.
Did like a chicken. It was almost the easiest way to. I was trying to explain it to Sherry. The easiest way to explain it was almost like a Mexican lasagna dish, but is made with tortillas and chicken and sauce and all like that. And we had that one night. And that
enchilada.
That's what I said.
No, but it's layered kind of.
Seven layered enchilada.
I said enchilada.
Sounds like enchilada to me.
Every breakfast was, you know, guac and beans and eggs with the onions and the tomatoes.
Fuck yeah.
Huevos rancheros.
Oh,
did you get steak for breakfast with your huevos?
No, we didn't do steak.
Did you have pollo loco?
He's like, I had the polo.
Yeah, I had the polo. we did.
Can I trade you all-inclusive trips?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you take mine, I'll take yours.
I don't know. No, because yours are in
hospital. At the hospital, yeah.
I don't want that shit.
Hey, no. I had 6 days, 5 nights.
I know you did. You did. I mean, I was trying to make you feel better by sending you some pictures here and there.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. Sunsets were beautiful. It was really a great time because it was one of the few times where I've really been able to just like cut work out for more than 3 days and not worry about it. And it was It was good. It was good. But then by doing that, though, when you come back, there's not really a slow transition kind of back into your everyday.
It just fucking slaps you right as soon as you
get
here. I barely got out of surgery and I'm getting emails. Have you done this? I need this done. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
So
this past week's been rough trying to catch up and kind of just get up to par with what's going on with everything. So.
Did your pops enjoy the trip too?
He did. Me and him got to sit around. We'd sit there and play Uno at night and shit like that.
Smoke some weed, yeah.
No, we didn't smoke weed.
That Mexican sticky icky.
The funniest thing was the house there, I guess, in Puerto Vallarta, because of the climate and everything, the house is an open house. Okay. It's just there's doors that you can close, but even if you close them, the house is still open. Like the atrium that's in the middle is open.
Yeah,
it's all open air, you know, because of the breeze that comes off the Pacific, and the mountains and everything. It was really weird. So
I thought you were in the East Coast.
No, I went West Coast. No, Puerto Vallarta is on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's all backwards today.
Right.
San Antonio.
But it was super nice. It was very enjoyable.
Nice. And what about the kids? Did they enjoy it? Or
Tyler loved it. We went to a zoo where you got to feed animals and stuff
like that. I saw Amanda holding a puma.
Yes.
Or a cheetah, whatever the hell it was.
Well, the first one she was holding was a lion.
Mas puma.
And then the second one was a puma, mountain lion.
Yeah.
You know, they're all the same. We'd all have, like here, we call them cougars or panthers.
They're all
you know,
the same, man.
They're all the same.
Big old pussy.
They're all the same species. But yeah, she got to hold that. She got to feed her giraffe.
Felinus.
It was crazy, too. In the zoo, they had raccoons as an exhibit. And I'm like, well, those are just fucking trash pandas. I mean, I got those in the background. And they had a whole exhibit of guinea pigs.
Oh, wow.
Fucking guinea pigs. There were like 30 guinea pigs. And they had like this nice little housing thing built up with stones.
Hey, say we're going to do with this space here. I don't know. My kid got a guinea pig. We can put that in there.
Basically.
I say it just like that, right?
Basically.
Hey, okay.
You sounded really Mexican.
Well, I mean, Mexico, so tough.
And they had some husks. they had some wolves. Okay. And me and Amanda were talking, me and Dad were talking about it first. Then I kind of got Amanda in on it and told her, I said, what do you think? Because one of them.
Were they the big wolves?
Yeah, they were. Well,
hold they on. Were dogs one, with hair.
One of them was a wolf. Straight up, legit. You could tell just by looking at his eyes, that motherfucker's a wolf. The rest of those motherfuckers were huskies. I don't give a shit what you say. Them motherfuckers were huskies. They weren't wolf dog hybrids. They the fuckers were huskies.
They had blue eyes?
Yes. I'm like.
Were they chilling with
the
wolf?
Yeah, they were chilling with the wolf. They were all together. It was all cool.
What if that was all the wolf's little bitches?
I don't know but I'm telling you, you could tell by their face, those were fucking huskies. That was not a wolf.
But the wolf?
But the wolf,
he looked at you. He looked at you different though, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like.
And they had a black bear. You could literally get to like from me to the monitors from a black bear. But I mean, it had the cage, but you could still like exchange air. And you could just see this black bear, like, it's a weird understanding that the only thing keeping that black bear from legit killing you and wanting to eat you is, you know, just some thin metal. That's it. And he's just looking at you and his claws are over the edge. And, you know, I've been in the woods a long time. I've come across black bears and stuff like that, but never that close.
Did he look angry?
No, but he looked like, given the opportunity, the least bit of opportunity. He would just rip you to shreds.
He'd take a snack.
It's a bear.
Yeah. I mean, but it was just crazy to be that close.
That's
to
just
one.
Bears doing bear shit.
I have a legit.
I don't blame them.
Guys, speaking of bears, did you see James Cole made me a picture?
Yes, they did.
With a bear in it?
They did.
You have finally made it.
I made it, James Cole. I actually want to give him a little shout out, guys. If you want a picture made or whatever, he makes them. It's like $25 or something like that. It's a fun little thing. Or maybe you can do it for a gift for somebody. Reach out to him. That money goes to a really, really good cause. So, yeah, reach out to him. If you want one of those things, hit him up.
And yours is fitting, too, the way you're sitting and with the bear.
I was like, man,
you know
what
I found
hungry.
Bear's
like, yeah, me too.
Most fitting is that he's scared of bears.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's got a bear next to him.
Yo, no lie, though. Like, that's a legit concern of mine.
Duh.
Like, so you guys grew up here in the lower 48 worried about, like, tornadoes and earthquakes.
You know, most people down here in the lower 48, you know.
In Alaska, it was like, dude, you got to be careful of bears, moose. So I'm legit scared of bears for good reason. Good reason, right? And actually, the person that makes fun of me the most is my friend Sarah. She's like, oh, man, I just kick your knee out. She's like, I know I can outrun you, so we run across a bear. I'm not really too worried.
Let's face it. I'm way heavier than you, and I cannot run you.
Not if a bear
is
there.
Oh, no, trust me, I can.
Not if a bear is there, no.
Oh, trust me, I can.
No way.
Oh, trust me, I can.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Want to bet? Let's find out.
I don't know.
All I know is it doesn't matter when a bear is chasing you, because they can run faster than us.
See, I'm going to go ahead and say he's going to outrun you. And the only reason why I say that is because I know he's always carrying. So you will get shot in the leg.
Probably.
And then he will just continue to run.
Probably I'll try to shoot the bear first, but if it's not slowing down, you're getting the last one. Bow! Sorry, bro. I love you. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Take your head.
I didn't mean to. God, I feel so bad.
I'll take care of Maria.
Bert, you're up.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Good, right?
Speaking of Sarah, you were on vacation too, mister.
Well, yeah, well, it wasn't really vacation. I went up to go see my godson. And I got a chance to go see her. Actually, you know what? And I missed my friend Alan by like 2 days. Unfortunately, like, you know, he had a death in the family or something like that. So I didn't get a chance to see him. So it almost worked out like last time when I went up. I got to see all those guys. This time that wasn't really the case, so that kind of bummed me out a little bit. And then plus also him having a death in the family, you know, kind of like, you know, I feel pretty bad about that. It's not good.
Well, you got to see your godson.
I did. Yeah. I got to see him. I got to see his brother, his mom. She's an awesome person. And I met her boyfriend or whatever. He was really cool too. You know what I mean? We all went out to dinner, hung out.
Kids looked like they had a lot of fun from the pictures.
Yeah, yeah. When I see Dono, like Dono actually has like my middle name. You know what I mean? And so when I see him, he's like, oh, cool. You know, he's super excited to see me. Makes me very happy. And, you know, his brother Jack, you know, I think the world of him too. So, you know, I was able to pick those guys up, give them big hugs. And realizing that they're getting so big now, you know, that maybe even next year, a year after that, I'm not going to be able to do those kind of things anymore, you know. What I'm really hoping is that in the next 2 years or so that she'll let them come out and visit and stay with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For like maybe even like a summer or something like that, or like at least a couple weeks. And, you know, I'll just spoil the shit out of them is what I'll do. We'll do a bunch of man stuff, go shoot guns and go to the beach and have fun. You know, train for sure, you know. I kind of want to expose those guys to that. I think you'll like it. Dono's really into playing the guitar. You know, I got some friends that they do music over here, so I'd like to get them together. Maybe they have a little jam session. I think that'd be cool. I think it'd be fun.
And it's a good thing that that boyfriend is cool, because otherwise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He might have to go a little sleepy. I'm like, hey.
Are you nice, sleepy?
Nice. The guy's name is actually Steve, but if I didn't like him, his name is going to be Scott. Oh, hey Scott, nice to meet you. He's like, my name's Steve. Oh, like, cool story, Scott. You know what I mean? Her ex husband is Bill, and that's actually Jack's dad, right? And I don't necessarily like that guy because there's background story that I don't have to really go into. But when I see him, I call him Bob.
Bob.
Hey Bob. Billy, my Bob. Name's Bill. I was like, fuck you, Bob. Your name's fucking Bob. You're lucky I just call you that.
Because you're going to be bobbing for apples, Bob.
I don't know. Bobbing for apples? Nah, man. He has his own issues. But anyways, like, she has really good kids, man. Let's go back on the positive things. That's what we want to stick with.
How's Sarah and her dogs?
She's good. Her one dog actually was sick. What happened is one of her friends was on vacation and called her up. And so she had... saying that, hey, my dog is sick at the kennel. Can you go look after him or whatever? And that dog was really sick and got sick all over the house. End up dropping that dog back off. And then her bulldog, Baggy Betty, got really, really sick and had to go to the vet and all that kind of stuff. So she was, you know, struggling there for a little bit. I'm like, man, you know, Betty's a little older. They have their own Instagram or whatever. It's pretty funny.
I know. I follow it.
So, but yeah, you know, they're all doing good and stuff like that. I got to see Sarah's mom too. Which, you know, I've known her since like junior high, you know what I mean? Yeah. High school, you know what I mean? It's been 25 right. plus years. So it's kind of cool to see those guys.
So I guess the only one that wasn't on vacation was me.
I wasn't on vacation, man.
Wait, I wasn't either.
You said that you had a 6 day.
All inclusive. Yeah. Very expensive.
Sounds like a vacation to me.
It was all inclusive.
Yeah, I'm not signing up for that one.
What did happen last night was that two units in my apartment complex caught fire.
Oh, really? Was that was your apartment complex on the news that I saw?
Yep. It happened like around 7 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, they were still there, and you couldn't get in or out because it happened like right there in the – like when
at
you
the
turn,
start of it?
When you start to go – I mean, the upper half could have gone in and out, but the lower part of the apartment complex – there was police cars, fire trucks. Nobody was getting out.
Damn.
Nobody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm walking Maria earlier before I came over for the podcast, and the news was there, and one of my neighbors was yelling. It's like, hey, did you see the fire last night? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, the news wants to talk to you. And I'm like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do.
Ain't got time for that.
And I just kept walking. And the camera guy that was walking towards me, he just like turned around.
Yeah,
I'm like, go talk to the maintenance guy.
Yeah,
I'm like, I got shit to do.
Go talk to somebody.
What am I gonna say? Yeah, I saw the fire.
I saw it.
Yeah.
It was burning.
It was burning.
It was hot. It was smoky.
Well, they're just gonna try to interview as many people as they can, and then they'll find that one person that just sounds like a complete fucking retard.
That would have been me.
It could have been you.
You could have been internet famous. You could have become a meme.
Nah, I don't think so.
A Mimi. What happened was, and I was like, oh, hell no, I ain't dying in here.
Ain't got no time for this.
Ain't got no time for this.
Then you get your own remix and a bunch of shit. Hide your daughters, hide your wife.
I'm like, I'm busy. I got stuff to do. And I just kept walking.
And you could have went on there and
Mario had to take a shit anyway.
Been like, guys, you know, I saw the fire. It was crazy. People were jumping out of the windows. But, man, I really got to go.
I saw an email this morning. A cat's missing.
Well, they rescued a dog. From the fire. I saw that they rescued a dog out of
that's
there.
Like my biggest fear.
A cat's not missing, bro. Well, actually, believe it or not, with a cat, yeah, it probably is missing. That thing probably dipped. He's like, yo, I'm out. I doubt it. Cats are just assholes like that. They don't get caught.
Well, you know, it's also a fear of mine that some shit like that would happen at my apartment complex. You know, I got two cats and a dog.
You know, they got little stickers you could put on the windows to let firemen know that there's animals inside.
Bro, by the time the fire department got there, that shit was ablaze.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is that normally with an apartment fire, they'll spread from, you know, from 1-1-1. So if they've got time, if they get there in time, they'll actually start going down the line and checking to make sure people are out of the buildings. Yeah. So I don't know. You know, when I was a fireman, they didn't have the stickers, and we didn't really, you know, we just dealt with single house fires. You know, we never dealt with multiple.
I already told my neighbor, because my neighbor's got two dogs. I'm like, if I ever see smoke coming out of your place and you're not home, just know that I'm breaking your shit.
Yep, your
and
door.
I'll just go to the back, to the sliding glass door, and just take a rock or whatever and just beat the shit out of it and break it. And
be a man, kick the door.
Kick the door down, because it's actually cheaper to replace the door.
Yeah.
Do you think I give a fuck?
You think the whole house is burning down, well, and you're going to worry about
it? This is the thing. What if it's not really on fire? Maybe it's just like something that's smoking in there.
It doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck.
I don't think I'm going to think about the cost.
If you break the glass, too, you have a bigger chance of cutting yourself and kicking in that door.
Good point.
Because you're like, break the glass, right? Then there's a hole in the glass, but then you got to break it down more so you can squeeze your body through.
Yeah, just kick the door.
Just kick the door through.
Kick it right at the handle.
Yep, right at the handle.
Yeah.
You can climb through the doggy door.
There is no doggy door.
Yeah, just climb through the doggy door.
I'm breaking the glass. It's easier.
Okay. All right.
Take a bat to it.
That's your
call. Done.
Glasses. Shoot back, and it might go in your eyeballs, you know, above your glasses. And
so bang. When you hit something and you're going forward, it bounces back?
Sometimes, man.
No.
What if there's a backdraft?
You hit something,
so,
it shoots
back.
So the
wind... It's going to be so strong that it's going to blow that stuff back in my face.
If you hit it, let's say you hit it, what happens is fresh oxygen goes in there, ignites those flames and fuel. Poof, that's the backdraft he's talking about. It shoots a fireball right in your face. Right in your face.
It's okay, I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah, just feel the door with the back of your hand kind of thing.
Yeah.
Make sure it's not hot.
I'm so scared of fire. Like, what? Well, when I was in Alaska, I was driving to work and I saw like this fucking cloud of smoke. Start driving, and then I look down the road, and it's my best friend. Her house, her apartment is going down, and I freaked out. And I drove, and it was like a 4-unit place. And what had happened was the people next door to her, the guy was deployed, but his wife was cheating on him, and the new boyfriend had his kids and her kids, and they had a meth lab going downstairs.
Oh,
so it exploded.
Duh.
Caught fire. They're outside arguing. This is like 5 o'clock in the morning. They're outside arguing. And my friend woke up to glass shattering. So, and then she started the smoke. So their walls shared each other. And so the fire started immediately coming into hers. I think 2 children died that day. They forgot that they were upstairs. God. And then other children, I think there were 6 kids total in that house. And the other children were jumping from the second floor down. They had some broken limb. Like, it was just crazy. And these people forgot that their kids were upstairs.
The only thing
they all messed out.
The only thing that I'm grabbing in that case is my dog and my cats.
My friend got her.
Everything else can be replaced.
My friend got her dog. Her kids got in the car and drove the car out. And that was all she had. And that whole 6, I think there was 4 or 6 units. And it was just completely burned up, devastated. But seeing that, like, I'm driving and then I see it, I'm like, oh my God. Called work. I'm like, I'm not coming. And just, it was crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to ever deal with that shit, man. But my neighbors know. I'm going to break their shit. Grab their doggies.
I'm going to break your glass.
And grab your doggies.
Kill myself.
Well, fuck you.
I'm going to kill myself.
I'm saving your dogs then.
I'm going to bleed all over your place.
I got your dogs, but I'm sorry. I kind of bled all over your carpet.
You know, carpet on the walls and the I mean, blood on the carpet and the walls is not fun. My room looks like a murder scene.
Is it still there?
Yes. Oh, my God. I've tried to clean it. Bert trying to clean it. The maids were coming when I was still in the hospital. I told my daughter to lock my door. Don't want them seeing that.
I'm sorry. How did their blood get on the walls?
Between my hand and my dog is getting bloody because Molly's attacking Buster. And I think my hand, when I was like trying to like get them separated, blood okay. just everywhere.
Damn.
I did that once when I cut my, which finger was it's this one. I cut it really bad. Opening a can of cat food when I was young. Yeah. Somehow I just, when I popped the top, my finger slipped and it cut it like really deep. And I just, I did like this.
And it started
splattering. I had on, I remember I had on green shorts and a green tank top. And just, and like it just, the one whole side of my clothes was bloody from just slinging. So when I got back down to the house with my mom, she was like, what the fuck?
It's crazy how little tiny.
Yeah.
Two holes. And there's blood everywhere.
Have you ever been, had like a slight cut on top of your head?
Yeah, I had one right here. And it was like a water flaw.
Bleeds, like.
The worst one I got was when Chance got me on the top of my head when we were rolling one time. He tried to grip the back of my head, but he went over the top and he didn't get a grip. So his hands come across the top of my head. And I could, it sounded like a zipper. And I could like just feel the nails chattering. What are you looking for, guy? Oh, Jesus. But so, yeah, then, you know, I was like, oh, man, that hurt. And then I asked Art, like, am I bleeding? He goes, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden you start like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm bleeding everywhere. Yeah, there's so many capillaries in your head, man. One little tiny cut, and then mix it with sweat, and it just runs.
Ugh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just remember that sound of just that over the top of my head. I was like, wow.
Good Lord, when was this?
This was when we were at the old spot, the first spot. This Damn. Is like me and Chance's first roll together. He zippered my head with his nail.
Oh, man.
He's like, man, I'm so sorry. I was like, dude, it's cool. It's no big deal.
No, it's not cool.
It happens.
You're like, yeah. Motherfucker.
Next time, just go for the back of my head. Don't try to grab it.
You should have hair just for that reason.
You know, if it was an option, you know, if it was a choice, I totally would.
I think you'd look weird with hair.
I would look weird with hair.
It'd be like Peter Griffin or something.
I've seen pictures.
Thanks for that.
Hey, Art, what's going on? Why are you calling me Peter Griffin?
Hello. Yeah.
I didn't know hair would all of a sudden turn into a fat fuck. Thanks. I can tell you what I'm not going to get now is fucking hair.
Producer Peter Griffin.
I'm trying not to laugh too loud in the microphone. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, you and me both, bro.
Okay, fuck you. I'm going back downstairs.
Yeah. I'm going back downstairs in my own house. Y'all can have the upstairs.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. That was a good one.
Oh, man. Right. I'm lightheaded now.
Pull out with. I know. You guys can't see his face. That's hilarious.
Sorry.
All right. Ah. Cool. Ah. Breathe it. Breathe out.
Hey, Art. I hate you.
Yeah, that sounded like Kermit.
Like,
right?
Sounded like Kermit.
Sorry.
My fucking Binker from the Muppets.
Our Binker, yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's good.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
From Peter Griffin.
Let's talk about next weekend.
Fights.
Got fights.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch them.
What?
Yeah, you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Me and Amanda, we're going to do a UFC.
I'm going down with Jalen to watch his boy fight.
Where?
I think Orlando. So I figured you would probably be bouncing with him, too.
What, me? Well, going where? To watch the fight?
Yeah.
No, I'll be training on the weekend. I can't.
Okay.
I can't
go. All right. But since I'm possibly...
So you're
going
to be there with me?
When?
Training.
Saturday night?
No, Saturday day or Sunday day.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I leave at 1, but yeah, no, I won't fine. Come back till the next day.
Yeah.
He leaves at 1.
I should be here for the podcast.
But, you know, I think I'll be watching Maria for him. And since I was going to be watching Maria, I was going to throw like a UFC thing. But
you
can
throw a UFC thing?
Well, I was going to, but since we're probably, I may just invite like maybe a very few people, maybe.
The cool people?
The cool people. But since I'll have Maria, you know, I don't want to have a lot of people and, you know, stuff like that. Why? You know. Well, because
she loves people.
She does love people. But
she might squeak a little bit, though.
This is her first time here at the house. We've still got to, you know.
Just don't grab her belly.
We got to get a room made for her, a bed. You don't have
to get all that.
We're going to paint a room up.
That's how Tiny has a room over there.
I know. I mean, it's not like I can't go above and beyond for Maria because, I mean, every time
that's
I ask Waller.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, no, trust me. There's a whole plan involved here. That's what I was telling Waller last night when I was talking to Amanda about it, and then Tyler overheard. He started asking about who was Maria. And we were like, oh, that's just Tiny's little girlfriend. You know, she lives over at Waller's, da da da. So now in his head, when she comes and stays Saturday night, we're having a wedding because they're going to get married, you know, and there's going to be cake and all this stuff. And I'm like, bro, it's just Maria's coming over to maybe stay the night while Waldo goes to Orlando. Nah, it's his girlfriend.
Did you tell him it's just a hookup?
The problem is there's, I mean, he's fixed. She's fixed. Yeah. So, I mean, it's
just hooking up, dog.
Yeah, just I mean, hey, you got to.
No consequences.
Listen, I just once I get confirmation from Michelle that she doesn't have to work, then, you know, if she have to work, then I'll bring her over. If not, then, you know.
Yeah, just saying. If you don't, at this point, if you don't bring her over, one of my kids may shank you next time you walk in the house.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Because they're excited. They're like, well, who's she going to sleep with? How are we going to decide it? I'm like, whoa, everybody chill.
Put the dog in the middle and let her decide.
You know, because then Tegan's like, well, Tiny sleeps with me, so does that mean Maria gets to sleep with me? She needs to sleep with me if Tiny sleeps with me. I'm like, yo, chill the fuck out, guys. Just, that's like a week away. We don't even know for sure. Calm down.
Like, she has her own little bed that she sleeps in. I mean, most of the time she sleeps with me anyway. But
yeah, I mean, you know.
Should we mount that?
Mount what?
The Black Hive.
I've got to put a bracket on the back for it to mount.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason why it's not mounted.
So anyway, going back to the fights, who's fighting next week?
So we've got Tony Ferguson versus Khabib.
Actually, the UFC just released something.
Stop.
Let me say it.
No.
April Fools.
God damn it, man. No, you messed up my joke.
Because I've already got people sharing it on Facebook going, I can't believe it. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, I'm not even going to waste energy.
You messed up my joke. Fuck you.
JJ and Rose Thug.
Yeah, Rose Thug and JJ's fighting. That'll be good.
That'll be real good because she's doing her weight cut right this time. She's not using the company or whatever program she was doing last time.
Who, Joanna?
Yeah. Mm. She's following a different
protocol. Did she have a problem last time?
Yeah. With her weight cut, yeah. She had to lose, I think it was like 15 pounds or something in 14 hours.
Yeah, she had a problem. Shit. She lost. And she tried to find every excuse in the book.
I don't think the weight cut had anything to do with her loss, but I think this time she's coming into it a lot healthier.
Good for her.
Definitely a different
mindset. She lost 14 pounds. I mean, she's pretty small anyways. I think that's probably
when
they
all make the fucking excuses.
I think it's just definitely bad planning on her part. I don't think it was a program because there's no program for cutting that much weight in that short amount of time.
She was using, from what I understand, she was using a different type of protocol on her training side of weight cutting because she has her strength and conditioning with Field Daru or something.
The strength and conditioning part gets cut out.
Well, and
way
it's
before the
it's
weight
separate
cut
from her weight cut, and she did it differently last time. I don't know how much she used an excuse, but this time she said she was doing it differently. She feels a lot better. She's on weight now. She's only 122.
Yeah, these are tiny ladies. So 7 pounds she has to deal with.
Yeah, and for a week.
I wish we had an expert in weight cutting call in.
Zach's a Texas
bro. He's busy.
Yeah.
No. Besides Zach, he's part of the show. I'm just saying.
What expert do you want? Oh, shit.
Mike Dolce? Yeah,
definitely Mike Dolce.
Mike Dolce. Hey, you can't knock him. He's creating an empire with that shit.
The Dolce diet.
Weren't you on the Dolce diet?
No.
Just eating all the Dolce you can eat?
Me and Amanda actually played with that a few years ago when he first started kind of putting out his Dolce diet stuff. We played around with it for a bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. It was very time consuming. Like
why?
The meal prepping, the meals that he puts together are very, it wasn't easy. It's definitely, you could definitely tell it's one of those things where it seemed like it should have been handed off to somebody and go, here, I'm going to do this. I need you to make all this so I can do it. Because if you're trying to do it while you're trying to do everything else, it was tough.
So it's not like lean impact nutrition where you have your meals prepped for you?
It is not like lean impact.
Ready to rock and roll, man. Lean impact's good.
Hell yeah.
All right. So who you got? You got Joanna or you got
Rose? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's females, bro. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You don't like female fights.
Yeah, we skip over him. Well, actually, okay. We'll go to Art. Art, who do you think is going to win with the Tony versus Khabib?
You know, I don't know about that either, man. Those guys are monsters, man.
All right. Good deal.
Who would you like to see win?
Oh, man. I don't have a dog in that fight. I kind of don't really care. Maybe at one time I might have, but now I'm just kind of like, you know what? They're both good fighters. Let the best man win.
Good deal.
Who's the underdog on it?
So it looks like Tony's the underdog.
Let me see.
I just want Khabib to take an L. But it's going to be hard to give him that L.
Yeah, it is.
You want Khabib to take an L?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
He hasn't ever lost yet.
Who, Khabib? No, yeah. No, he's 25-0.
25-0.
Tony's 25-3.
That's amazing, too. These guys are amazing fighters.
It is.
I know.
It is. About the only thing that...
I think Felice Herrig's fighting on this card, too.
I love Felice Herrig.
Yeah, I love Felice, too.
She is.
She's so pretty.
Tony leads him in just about lethal. Every category, though.
And what? What do you mean?
Just, you know.
Stats,
subs, decisions. The only one Khabib's got him is in decisions. So it seems like Khabib will drag him out longer. Because
Khabib just loves to beat the shit out of you enough not to knock you out, but just to punish you.
Yeah, just grind you from round after round after round.
Man, what he did to Michael Johnson was just like a complete mocking.
Now, the takedown average is a little discerning because Tony's is only 0.64, whereas Khabib's 5.85.
But Tony's dangerous off his back,
he is,
though.
He is.
Let's go ahead, Khabib, take him down. And
I don't think Khabib will be scared to.
No, I don't think he'd be scared to, but I'm just saying Tony's dangerous from his back. I don't know. Just look at what he did to Kevin Lee.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with you, but I just think, I don't know. I have a feeling... A lot of people are going to be fucking upset at this fight.
Why?
Because I have a feeling Khabib's going to just go through him.
Gut love him?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. I think Khabib's going to hit a hell of a lot harder than Tony. I think he's going to I think he's stronger than Tony. So, we'll see.
Interesting. I don't know.
I mean, I just think he is. He's a bigger frame than Tony. He's I don't know. He's Russian.
He's Russian?
He's fucking Russian. He grew up fighting bears and shit.
He did wrestle bears.
Huh? He did wrestle bears.
When he was a kid.
Bert says Tony for the win.
Well,
Bert's probably right.
And Israel says, Happy Easter, Passover, Sunday, etc. My good peoples, congrats on your beautiful school, guys.
Thank you, Israel.
# Art of War.
My boy.
# Train On. Thank you, brother. We really appreciate that.
Thank you, Israel.
That was really dope of you to say that. Yeah, thank you very much.
I haven't seen Izzy in a bit.
And of course, you're also welcome to come by and cross train with us anytime you want.
Yep.
So, all right. So we've
what
done
else
that.
We got?
What about who do you think is going to do with the Joanna?
I got Rose.
Do you?
I like Rose.
I like Rose, but I also think JJ is going to go into it completely different.
I am the boogie woman. I'm the boogie woman. I'm going to beat you.
Shut up.
Papa, yeah.
I'm hoping for a better fight than last time, that's for sure.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's what we all want.
I didn't like the fact that she made like 9,000 excuses as to why she lost. Yeah. You know? She sounded like Tito to me at that point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, Tito, he was always very...
She didn't like being compared to Ronda either.
To who?
Ronda.
Well...
They're going to have to get over that, at least for probably another year or two.
What?
Being compared to Ronda. I mean, because Ronda's done with the UFC. She's out.
Yeah, she's in the WWE.
Yeah, she's in the WWE now. So, I mean, but her legacy is going to live on in the UFC for probably at least another year, maybe two.
I feel like it's already done.
Well, I mean, it is already done, but the comparison part.
It's like, I don't want to say anything that's going to take away from what she did. But, you know, when Art was calling her, like, a year ago, the best... ever, I was like, nah, man. You can't say that.
At that time.
Because
she was.
She wasn't.
Smoking chicks all first round.
Okay, and did she fight Cyborg?
No.
Okay. So you really can't.
But was that her fault or was that Cyborg's fault?
Cyborg couldn't make the weight that they fight at, that they're supposed to fight
she
at.
She just couldn't stop steroids.
And then also, you know, I mean, you know, she had a testosterone issue.
Yeah.
How do you know?
It was low, apparently.
Wow.
Boost that shit up.
But I mean, they offered her. I mean, that's
to be honest, man. I mean, Cyborg versus like what's his name, DJ?
What? Demetrius Johnson?
Yeah, that'd have been a fun fight, anyways. How many Demetrius Johnsons can beat up a Cyborg?
Yeah, let's not go back to episode 32.
I don't know if that's
we already touched on that.
We might have touched it twice.
You're you know, you're gonna make that joke. You know,
where she sits on his head.
He's amusing himself.
He is.
I can't breathe.
What else we got?
The rest of them are.
Who's police
really.
Fighting?
Yeah.
Carolina Cavalcavich.
There you go.
What?
Carolina Cavalcavich. Yes.
It's a lot easier when you say it than versus trying to read it.
They're both hot. I like them both.
And thank you
I'm
for
going
the
police.
Thank you for the I finally started following her Instagram. From
who?
Carolina?
No, Felice.
Felice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
She is a cutie.
She is cutie. She is cutie. You know? She doesn't mind taking good Instagram pictures and showing she's a cutie.
No, not at all.
Not at all. No. I enjoy that. Thank you.
She is ripped.
She used to be a model before, and now she, I mean, she still continues it, obviously.
Well, she, because she's been fighting for over 10, 12 years.
She's been fighting for a long time, but she's been a model as kind of her side gig.
Like an Instagram model or what?
No. She's done a lot of work.
Can we get Felice Herrig on the line? Can somebody let her know we're talking about her? Please. Have her call us.
Somebody slide in her
She's
DMs.
One of the first right? female fighters that I started fighting when I got into jiu-jitsu and when I was starting to get into. Yeah.
Because you said you...
Yeah, you said fighting.
You said fighting.
Following.
Yeah, but you
since
said
I started... Training.
Okay. All right.
Hey, do me a favor. Rewind that so we can prepare.
I don't give a fuck.
Ray Borg's fighting.
Oh, nice.
He's fighting Brandon.
The Truth Vera?
No, Marano. Marino.
Oh, Brandon Marino. That's going to be a good fight.
Based off the picture, I'm going with the dude on the left.
No, okay. Brandon Marino came into the Ultimate Fighter as an undefeated fighter. And he...
He's lost four
what?
Since.
Really?
Yeah, 14 and four.
Oh, maybe he wasn't the undefeated guy. But I know he's he got, what was his name? Henry Cejudo staking him under his wing.
Cejudo?
Cejudo?
I know, I'm just kidding.
Lozon's fighting.
Joe Lozon, who's he fighting?
Chris.
Big long last name.
Yeah, big long last name. Gutierrez?
Gutierrez?
No. Gutierrez. However.
Whatever. Anyways, Rich. Next.
Whatever. Yeah. Is that the main card?
No, those two, Felice and Borg and Lozon, are all on the prelims. The main card.
What?
Yeah, the main
Felice
card.
Felice is what? Yeah. She's not on the main card?
Mm-mm. No. Renato
Laranja?
Renato Laranja. 27 time mundial champion.
Kelvin Catter. He's on. I don't even know who that guy
Man,
is.
Man, can you pronounce the last name, please?
Man, it's Kelvin Catter.
Pettis is fighting in this one. Anthony Pettis.
I know the Pettis.
He's fighting.
Who's is he Showtime. On the main card or is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's on the main. The main.
Oh, who's
main.
He fighting?
Michael Chesner.
You're talking about Michael Chiesa?
I don't know, Maverick.
God damn it, you can't pronounce shit.
Bro, okay, let's stop this shit, man.
No, and then you got Paul Felder.
No, we got
Felder.
See, no more.
So
Just stop.
Don't. How long do you think it's going to take for Gary Tonin to be onto the UFC?
I don't know, but what I do know is that...
Chris can't pronounce?
That Gregory Tonin, I mean, is pretty good at the stand-up, but he definitely needs to work that ground game, you know what I mean?
Tonin?
Yeah, Gregory Tonin. I mean, he did pretty good striking, but he definitely got...
He must not like him. It's like, you know, Bill Bob.
Yeah.
Steve Scott.
He got to work on that. He got to work on that ground game, hey, man. He just should know ground
I
game.
I saw that troll.
Well, why don't you like Gary?
Gregory?
Whoa, hey.
What?
Did you just fart?
No.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
I leaned back.
Okay.
All right.
Girls don't do that.
Yeah, whatever. Girls shit their pants just as much as we do.
But they got pads and shit.
Really?
Ugh. That's even worse because he's just stuck on
there. Yeah, it's stuck there.
Yeah.
Just saying.
He's like, I use toilet paper.
Anyway, going back to what is it? Gregory Toonin.
Gregory Toonin.
Why don't you like Gary Toonin?
I like Greg. What? What are you talking about? Huh?
Those are two different people, sir.
Yeah. Huh? The Gregory Toonin. She knows what I'm talking about.
There's this troll, yeah, who was posting like, "Oh, this dude needs to work on his ground game." And someone's okay. Like, "What the fuck?"
What the troll?
Yeah,
and his name is Gregory Toonin.
Gary Toonin or something.
Yeah, guy needs to work on his groundwork. He wasn't any good at his striking.
He was a piece
okay.
of shit on the ground yeah. or something.
It was a troll because we know Gary Toonin is the fucking man on the ground.
Yeah. Okay,
but,
I see
but
what you're
you know how they all, yeah. You caught up now?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Finally.
Tighten you up. He's playing footsie with me over here. The whole thing. I feel his hairy leg on my hairy leg. This is a little weird. It's kind of like Velcro, but okay.
But did you see Gary Toonin's fight?
I did. Last week? It looked good, man. It looked good. He looked very comfortable, you know. He's a very athletic dude. He's smart. He has great training camp and good people around him. I can't see him doing really bad things. I think he's going to do really well in the MMA career. He seemed very comfortable for that first pro MMA fight, and he just keeps going along that track. I believe that his he'll only get better, and he should hopefully, man, maybe be a great.
You think
one
he'll
time.
Follow like Mackenzie Dern going? I mean, generally,
I think he's
going to
be better than Mackenzie. I think he's going to be better than Mackenzie Dern as far as like the speed of growth. I mean, I think she's good too. You know, I'm not saying
she's
bad
good.
All
right,
yeah, she's she has long butt though. That's the problem. I don't know what that means.
It's been a long ass day.
It was a long ass day, but. Whatever.
Listen, I'm not going to diss her. I like her.
I'm not dissing her either. I mean,
it sounds
cool,
like you are, but I like her a lot.
No, I'm just saying it. It's
not
was
dissing
long
her,
day
just her ass.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's a great person. I think
she
she's
had a weight
too.
Cut. It was hungry.
Yeah,
she was hungry. It was, the shorts were there. Things happened.
Mackenzie, you're my girl. Don't worry about these things.
He's like, so you're saying there might be a chance?
Nope.
Mama. I keep hearing Sherry fart over there.
You know who
every
wasn't,
time I lean back.
Lean back.
You know who wasn't lean impressed back. With Gary Tonin's performance?
Who?
Jamie Harrison.
Yeah, he was not. Bro,
no, what did he say?
Oh, shit.
He said, he's shitty on the ground.
No, he said they just fed him a can, basically.
Yeah.
He's like, look at the other guy's record. He's 4-3. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, Jamie went a little deeper than that on it. I mean, he kind of broke it down. He's like, there's guys over there that are, you know, champions who couldn't even come over here and fucking fight on
the Ammies, yeah.
Yeah, couldn't even win an Ammy fight.
So, yeah, he was not impressed.
No.
At all.
Not at all.
You know, being one of the guys that he coached, it's very hard to impress him, period.
Yeah.
No, even if, like, you do, like I had this really good throw that I did one time. And he's like, yeah, that speaks words.
What?
You know, said it speaks volumes when you do something good.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good. He's like, yeah, that spoke words. I was like, but it was really good, man. It was an awesome throw. I threw this guy. Dropped him right on his back, got his side control, you know, started doing work. And he's like, yeah, that speaks words. He's like, don't do that shit again. What? But it worked. He's like, yeah, it won't work against anybody good. I was like, what? So it's hard. It's really, you know, Jamie's very critical. It's very hard to impress him. You know, he comes from a wrestling background, you know, wrestled in college. I mean, he's doing it his whole life and fought MMA successful as a pro MMA fighter. He's hard to impress. You know, there's a few times where he gave me the nod and I was like, oh, he gave me the fucking nod. I did good.
You get the fucking gold star and you're like, holy
you got
shit.
The gold, that's the gold star. It's just the nod. He's like, yeah, man, it was good. I was like, what? But those are few and far between for sure. So hearing that he was a little bit critical on Gary Tonin's performance as far as MMA goes, I'm not surprised.
Critical would be
you
a
know,
nice
know, I was
going
to make a joke, but I'm not. I'm just going to save it. I don't want people's feelings to be hurt.
Yeah.
My feelings?
No, not your feelings. Oh, your feelings I heard on the regular.
Gary Tonin's feelings?
No.
Oh.
But like, not only does your tattoo suck, but your stand-up sucks too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, it's been a great Easter podcast. Y'all ready to shut this mofo down? And
he's hungry. He's
hungry.
Yeah, he's got
that salad was just a teaser.
Yeah.
That was like an appetizer.
Man, help me out, man.
What else do we salad. We don't have anything else that we want to share?
Not really. No. I mean.
We're tying this thing up, man. We got a lot of work to do, man. We got some really good things here in the future coming. So stay tuned.
Guys, Art of War Jiu-Jitsu is open. We need a self-opening. grand opening was yesterday with the seminar.
Yeah.
I want to thank Jonathan Uskategui.
Uskategui.
Professor Uskategui for coming down from North Carolina and dropping some knowledge on us.
160-pound dude smashing everybody.
And I look forward to seeing him again. Hopefully we get to go up there and train with him again. And, well, train with him.
We will, for sure.
And he's just a good dude.
Yeah. Bottom great line. Energy yeah. too. Yeah.
Super nice. I like the way he teaches. I like the way he goes through techniques.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we go, why don't you give a shout out to our sponsors?
Lean Impact Nutrition. Lean Impact Nutrition. See, I need to eat.
Yeah.
I need to go get my Lean Impact. It doesn't matter if you're a pro or you're an average Joe. If you want a top performance or a six pack, contact Zach Elkins, leanimpactnutrition.com, or hit him up on Facebook, Instagram. Black Eye Tattoo. You want the dopest tattoos in Jacksonville? You need to get on their newsletter. You really, really do. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. BlackHiveTattoo.com. Jump on their newsletter. They'll let you know when one of their artists have the opening. And then you can submit your requests and get put on the books.
Anything else that we want to add? Sherry, anything else you want to say? Any shout outs? Anything at all?
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert. I just left his house before I came here. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's a good day.
Sweet. So that was my slight.
So slight.
So nice. Yeah.
Chris, anything you want
to
add?
Just shout out to Zach. His son graduated Air Force yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Yeah, it is.
So that's why he's over in Texas this weekend.
Tejas.
And
Tejas.
Tejas. So.
So very cool.
Looking good with the arms there and the shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His arms look huge. Oh, I have one more person I need to thank. Amanda for making me a beautiful salad today.
And coffee.
Brought me up some coffee. Perfectly sweetened and creamed. Just as sweet as she is. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. She's just an overall nice lady.
Real.
Overall nice lady. I mean, I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm a lucky man.
She didn't bring you anything, but she hooked the brother up.
You know what I mean?
She'll get her later.
I'll get dinner tonight, so it's fine.
Uh-huh. What's for dinner?
I don't know.
What's for dinner?
We'll see what's for. probably a lean impact meal.
Taco.
We had that last night.
She'll at least put the timer on the microwave for you.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, also check out our website where you can find all our episodes from one all the way to this one, which will be up in about an hour or so.
LRTLK.com.
LRTLK.com. And again, I want to send a shout out to all of the Uskategui Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu family, which we are now part of. Thank you very much for receiving us with open arms. Thank you for all the shout-outs that we got this past weekend, you know, on social media. And, guys, we'll catch you next week. Peace.
It's not a TV studio. Josh, turn these lights out. It's a fucking rock concert. Ready to stand up. Oh, see, yeah. Maybe he'll see a little better Saturday. Oh, hey, now, bitch, that he sees time again, ain't that familiar? Oh, no, man, he can't help when it's happy. We'll be right back.
I'm dead.